The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Austin from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas.
Good. It was a low-carb Christmas.
Low-carb.
Be good. Getting a jump on that whole New Year's resolution thing.
Yeah. Well, you've been going low-carb for quite a while, have you not?
Working on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I have done that myself, and I'm super happy to announce, you know, a lot of people know I've lost like 15, 20 pounds over the last 18 months or whatever it is, and still doing my 100 push-ups a day and 300 sit-ups a day challenge for myself. So that's been nice to be healthy.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, no, I think everybody's kind of going that way. It's a more health-conscious world out there.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so, because I got to tell you, you know, one of the things that I'm very thankful for, I know we're past the Thanksgiving timeline, but I'm always looking at, you know, the things that I'm thankful for throughout the holiday season. You know, I want to thank the wonderful people at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, because my brother Steve, who's been getting treatment there for quite some time now, actually was just recently released. Yes, he finished his stem cell transplant and has been doing very well and did not have to be rehospitalized, which is a very common thing when someone goes through that type of medical procedure, I guess. So I want to give the shout out to them, because wonderful, wonderful people. And there's a apartment complex called the Pete Gross House where a lot of the people getting treatment stay. And my brother was staying there, and I was able to go and spend a lot of time with him between the time he was going in for his treatments and his departure from that. So just wonderful people, and the care that he's been getting from them has just been outstanding. So want to give them a shout out. We don't do anything directly with them. They haven't asked us to do this, but I've been talking with my brother a lot lately. And, you know, speaking of health and all of that, it's so important to try and stay as healthy as you possibly can, as long as you can, because in today's environment, we all live longer. Right?
Absolutely.
And so we have lots of things we need to become aware of and cognizant. And sometimes it's the things, it's not just your health, but also where your wealth goes.
We're learning more too.
As
time goes on, you know, what's good for us, what's bad for us. It seems to go back and forth a little bit, but it's getting a bit more consistent, you know, these days. So, but that's good. I'm so glad to hear that. Pete Gross House, of course, Pete Gross was a sports casting legend in Seattle. He was the voice of the Seahawks for about 17 years.
And is it that long? Okay.
Yeah,
it's
that long. I can still hear his voice in my head, you know, calling the games. And
you have lots of voices in your head.
Most of them.
Some of them are saying.
Some of them are saying carbs.
Some of them are just really, some are saying carbs, Well, I already told you what my bad experience was with some Christmas cookies earlier with my, a lot of people in my Rainier Yacht Club. This wonderful woman puts on this cookie exchange every year, and I tried to avoid going to it, and then I scarfed down like 4 or 5 cookies. I had to throw away the rest of the plate because
I just
can't, I can't be around it.
Yeah.
I just can't, I don't choose sugar in my house.
Right.
And, you know, having had cancer myself, you know, a lot of times you hear that cancer feeds on sugar. And so I'm like, I just don't want it. And then here are these luscious cookies were sitting in my face. I had to stop myself.
I know. And I don't know about if it's the same with everybody, but the carb voices call out late at night. You know,
Darren Hardy, who I listen to a lot of his material, he wrote The Compound Effect. Great guy. Yeah. Great book. You know, one of his programs talks a lot about willpower is just there's a finite amount. Right. Mm. And so that's why you have to just avoid. Don't use your willpower. Don't have the cookies out at your house.
Oh, right.
Don't even have them at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is I choose not to bring that into my household.
That's right.
And that's why it was so dangerous for me to show up at that cookie exchange because there they were staring at me in the face.
Well and we have some, of course, in my family, we have some sort of Norwegian traditions. You know, one of them is lefse, which is a potato base. It almost looks like a tortilla, but you put it
but
in
so
butter,
tasty.
Butter and sugar.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All of that.
Well, it's like having elephant ears.
Delicious.
Yeah. But, those things are so yummy.
And then we also have krumkaka, which is a
that does not cookie. Sound delicious.
It is.
I'm sure it is, but the name is terrible.
think waffle cones.
Yum.
You know, that you put ice cream in, but it's basically.
See, you're making this harder for me. You keep.
Well.
Stop it.
I made them, and I didn't have one. I was so proud of myself. You know, I just kind of.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I had five.
No.
I didn't have one. I had five.
I didn't have one. No.
But see, that was me with the cookies. Yeah. Okay, well, good for you. I just need to not
be
around
it.
I just need it not around me. And I will say this is the time of year, especially when we have, you know, crummy weather like we've been having off and on. I definitely have to get out and do more walking, more workouts. And then frankly, it helps you get through these darker, you know, periods of time, right? Because we're just getting through solstice and now the daylight's going to be improving every day.
I got to be up in the mountains. I got to be up in the snow where it's bright.
Mm-hmm.
And just that alone is, for me.
Well, that does help quite a bit. And I'm actually looking forward to, I'll be spending New Year's out on a boat and looking forward to, because that's the thing too, is like even when you're out on the water, you're under so much more exposure, right? Like you're out of dark city and hunkering buildings and all of that. And you're just surrounded by all of that and a chance to just soak it in.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It does.
That's right.
And it does.
Crabbing is open until the end of the year.
Oh, I plan on taking advantage of that. Mm-hmm. So trust me on that one. Mm-hmm. But, so we've been talking about health and all that, but end of the year, and as people start preparing for New Year's, we're also talking about wealth, right? Mm-hmm. And what also impacts when you're, you know, asset building and all of that are taxes. And I know that was something you wanted to bring up today.
Well, I sure do, because this is the time of year. Now we're going to start thinking about taxes. First year, the W-2s start rolling in January.
Oh, yes. Or the 1099s if you're an independent contractor.
There you go. And this will be the first year that we're all filing under the new tax law.
Yes, I know. I've been talking to my CPA about that. Yeah. Shout out to Rick Mangan and Mangan Wealth Management.
There's been some pretty significant changes, you know, with this new tax law. And the one that's going to impact a ton of people is the standard deduction.
Yeah.
And it went way, way up. So for an individual, unmarried individual, it's up to $12,000. And for a joint couple, married taxpayers, it's up to $24,000. Or if you're a single person head of household.
Like me.
$18,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big.
Oh, wait, that's head of household.
Head of household.
Single.
So, big, big number. So huge, huge difference. And the other part of that, of course, you know, you and I, we're in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And when you own a home, you can write off your mortgage interest and your property taxes.
Yes.
And I believe this is the last year for PMI also, if you've got that on your
loan. Oh, is it?
Right. So.
Okay.
But if you've also...
Because they had gotten rid of that at one point and then brought
it back,
and now
they're
getting rid of it again.
And
okay.
If you purchased a home in 2018, or if you refinanced a home in 2018, grab your settlement statement, your final settlement statement. There's some things on there that are tax deductible that may not show up on the form 1098 that your lender sends you.
Oh.
So if there were some prepaid
that's a good
property
tip.
Taxes, for instance, or some interim interest paid, those may not show up on your 1098. So be sure and collect those documents up, give those to your accountant if that's how you're filing your tax return.
So listeners, as we're discussing that, you're going to want to be paying attention. So if you can't find your documents.
Mm-hmm.
If you do remember who your escrow company is, you can, of course, reach out to them. But chances are you're going to remember who your real estate agent is.
Mm-hmm.
And you
it.
Can reach out to them and they should have a copy of that and or they can get you in contact with. Now, a lot of the title and escrow companies nowadays are really good about sending out a year-end new, fresh copy to a lot of people since we do so many more things electronically nowadays. Or sometimes they're sending it to your agent as they're like, hey, maybe you want to send this out to people at the end of the year,
right,
kind of thing. I know we've been for 16 years now always doing that for our customers anyway, but there's a lot more of the people involved in your transaction who are doing that. So you might even end up with extra copies, but that's a good thing because you can keep one for yourself and then you can give one to your CPA and have that taken care of.
Super, super important. Yeah, because you want to take advantage of every
deduction
that you've got. You know, but for some folks, if your mortgage interest plus property taxes comes in less than the, you know, say $24,000 for a joint couple,
mm-hmm.
your tax return's going to be really simple.
I'm looking forward to simplified.
We gotta like that.
Although I will say, I'm having to go through a few machinations of my own as my own business owner, right? I've been talking with my CPA professional about making some adjustments for me on benefits, like where we're doing, I have a SEP IRA mm-hmm. for myself,
yeah.
but we're actually doing a conversion over to a Roth IRA. And, you know, it's just all about how with some of the changes and things that are going on, he's trying to take advantage of the lower tax bracket for me
sure.
to be able to make some things happen this year. So it's really interesting. You know, I recommend all the time that people, if they don't have a CPA, like here's a great example. I had a client of mine who closed a transaction earlier this month and he sold a bunch of stock options to get his down payment.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, and you're going to convert the house you're currently living in to a rental. I said, are you going to be speaking with your CPA about all these things and how best to set all this up? And he was like, oh, we do all of our own taxes. And I went,
okay.
I think I would like to make an introduction for you if you would be open to it.
Because
I think you're going to suddenly find out when you have rental property plus some other things going on, you might want
to
have that looked at.
It starts to get a little bit complicated.
It certainly does.
Accumulating basis.
And oh, yeah.
You have depreciation and things like that.
Yep.
All that stuff you got to keep track of.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing too, and maybe we'll talk about this after the break. I know we've got that coming up here. But under the new laws, December 31st, 2018 is the last point where the limit on the amount of mortgage debt, acquisition debt is what we call it, mm-hmm. that you can write off is going down. It's going from $1 million to $750,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So after the beginning of the year, slightly new rules for how much mortgage debt you can write off. So let's talk about that.
I was going to say, when we get back, that sounds like a deeper subject than what we're going to have before this break gets started.
It might be. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, stay tuned. We've got more Open House with Team Reba. We'll be right back after just a couple quick messages.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.